We welcome into the studio Anna Sale, reporter for It's a Free Country, the political website of our co-producer WNYC Radio. Anna, you're on a mission.
I'm on a mission.
And the mission relates to independent voters, which is a very broad category of voters who are ostensibly in play for both parties. But it also includes people who sociologically, for one reason or another, have just had it with the political system and find themselves uninterested in either the Republicans or the Democrats. What are you finding in terms of coming up with a Rorschach, a profile of this independent voter phenomenon as of 2012?
Well, again, the word independent we use is a sort of shorthand as if it actually means something. And what we found over the last month is that it actually means a whole lot. And you can't just say, what does an independent voter believe and who are they? And when you talk about voters who are opting out or who don't see themselves in either the Democratic or the Republican Party, you also have to talk about race. You have to talk about, in particular, Latino and Asian American voters. Let me play you a couple pieces of tape. First, this is Christine Chen, who's with a group called Asian and Pacific Islander American Vote.
Overall, in terms of actually saying I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican, they tend to shy away in terms of using those terms. Like, we haven't necessarily seen as many Democrats and Republicans get involved in terms of the primaries.
So this idea of independence is different than what came out of the 2008 election and the narrative about independence being somehow post-racial and them helping President Obama get elected.
Oh, interesting. So Asian Americans traditionally would be expected to be in that post-racial category, but you're finding they're not?
It's actually, the media narrative was that kind of the assumption that these independent voters were post-racial white voters. This is a political scientist named Taekoo Lee, who's at University of California, Berkeley.
What struck me was the overwhelming presumption that when speaking of independent voters, we were speaking of a predominantly white segment of the electorate, which, you know, all the exit polls from 2008 show clearly that independent voters today in the United States are far more demographically diverse segment of the electorate.
Now, that's a Berkeley political science professor mm-hmm. describing what could be a pretty huge takeaway. Suddenly we're seeing ethnicity in America not being voting block oriented. You've got blacks in the Democratic Party. You've got Cuban Americans with the Republicans. We're seeing that break down?
It's a huge phenomenon. It also changes the way that you think about independent voters. If you think of them not as this block of sort of swing voters, but instead kind of a multiracial coalition that were part of how Obama got elected, then the whole conversation has to change. But of course, when you're talking about Asian American and Latino voters and they're not being kind of embracing party identities, it's a different narrative than when you talk about folks who are leaving the Democratic or the Republican parties and embracing the independent label.
The disgruntlement piece, let's talk about that in a second. But on some level, how is this pay attention to ethnicities because suddenly they have more of a personal stake in their own political destinies. They're not just associated with a bloc. How much of that involves changing demographics in America? And how much of that is just the media and politicians sort of getting their act together and not treating ethnic groups like robots?
Exactly. I mean, that is what you hear when you talk to Asian American voting groups. When you talk to, I talked to this woman, Clarissa Martinez, who's with the National Council of La Raza, and she says, look, when there are candidates, whether they're Democratic or Republican, when they take the time to target Latino voters and figure out what they care about, listen, figure out what they care about, and adjust their messages accordingly, then it's up for grabs. But there hasn't been that outreach. Here, this is what she said.
There is a lack of outreach to these voters by what is, frankly, in our political system, the biggest machine to energize political participation, and that is parties or candidates.
So that machine, that engine, hasn't been terribly effective with her group?
No, not yet.
All right, so now we've got both parties set up for 2012 with a set of machinery that is designed to treat ethnic groups like blocks. You're saying that essentially neither party is really prepared to go in individually and deal with ethnic minorities in the United States as individual voters with individual cares and concerns, just like all Americans.
And the kind of language is different, because when you figure out, you know, what do Asian American voters believe, where do they come down? Of course, you're talking about a huge diversity of voters. You've got Vietnamese Americans, you've got Chinese Americans, you've got South Asians. So all sorts of, you know, coming from different places, different histories. And then they also don't embrace the kind of, there's this voter education and civic education that comes with new voters, immigrant voters, where if you ask them, where do you come down on the liberal to conservative spectrum, that's a learning process too. So that's also why part of this, you know, identifying not as a Democrat or Republican, because the language doesn't quite make sense. And so what Tekku Lee has actually found is when you're talking about independent voters, a lot of Asian Americans would say none of the above or I don't know when they were asked about their party affiliation. So they just got counted as missing data. But he's saying that's actually important. You need to pay attention that these are folks who are saying, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, so you should think of them as these independent voters.
And the old question of if you don't see yourself in the party, you're not going to vote or express any allegiance to that party. And it's true for whites. It's true for every voter. And the parties need to sort of get that act together.
I mean, that's the big question for 2012 is you know, when the word independent is being used as a signal to say, I am not happy with my choices, what does that mean for the parties?
Well, before we go, how much of this ethnic, how many ethnic groups constitute this group of independents who are the people who have given up, who basically say, I voted for Obama last time, but I'm feeling terrible about that now. So suddenly I'm an independent. Are you seeing that happening among Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, and African Americans?
I mean, that's an open question. I mean, the enthusiasm gap is what we talked about in 2010. Is that going to happen again in 2012, where folks felt really hopeful about Obama and might not feel so hopeful, so may not turn out? Pew, when they did their analysis of who the different voters are, they counted a group called bystanders. And these are folks who just sort of might not vote at all. And Latinos made up about a third of that. Whites made up a third of that. So, you know, these are folks who might just, you know, avoid the election altogether. Political parties may say, that's not a big problem. I'm just going to target on the voters who I think are going to turn out and the, you know, independent voters who I have a sense of what they believe. But if Obama wants to, again, expand the electorate to get his margins, he's got to pay attention to this.
So on this quest to discover who the independents are, what have you learned? Who is an independent?
An independent is somebody who's not happy with their options, but that doesn't say anything about what they believe politically.
And in 2011, it could be just about anybody.
Yep.
Anna Sale, reporter for It's a Free Country, the politics website of our co-producer WNYC Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Are you an independent? Tell us who you are. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.